We'll begin this meditation with the intention of resting completely. Let's close our eyes.
I mean, the very definition of the word nirvana in the dictionary is a place or state characterized by freedom from or oblivion to pain, worry, and the external world.
Nirvana is the freedom from suffering, which was long before we have the slang expression of being blown away.
This place doesn't even appear on most state maps.
Well, the band started in 1987 in a small coastal town in Aberdeen, Washington.
There's nothing you have to do now.
Pull my finger.
Nothing?
SBD.
Hey, if you can't be adults, then you don't deserve to be called adults. So let's all listen up, huh?
Next, ladies and gentlemen, we have three fine young men from Seattle. Here they are, Nirvana!
Would you like to provoke the audience?
No.
They provoke us.
Ah, you're crazy.
Am I? Or am I so sick that you just blew your mind? Or is it so possible that your head is spinning like a top? Or is your entire world just crashing down all around
you? All right, that's enough.
Yeah!
You just want to send this to
Cheer up, beautiful people. This is where you get to make it right.
Oh,
How's it going? I mean, it's got to be, first of all, love the suit. Be very comfortable on planes, I think.
Yeah, well, it's a ball. Ted Bain's ball.
That's how you wear a game.
Dress for the ball. There you go.
He wouldn't wear his tux.
He didn't give me a corsage either.
No.
He had his feelings.
At least I asked you that.
Talking about grunge.
Oh, back to school, to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight.
Hey, shut up.
If you're gonna stay home today, you can help me shave my armpits.
Eat me raw!
Screw you, creepo!
Now where?
Anarchy High School.
High School.
You remember that spelling bee you won in the first grade?
Hmm? Oh,
no, you can't.
Rock. R-O-K.
Yeah, so what's your point?
R-O-C-K!
Dodgeball time is a special time, not just for you boys and girls, but for Miss Libby, too. So stay outside.
It was a video shoot, and we had a bunch of fans come down, and they just went crazy.
New Teen Spirit.
Antiperspirant made for you and your generation.
Teen Spirit.
Right here. And that wasn't...
Do you really think it's going to change anything around here? Make one single person smarter, or happier, or nicer? The same pathetic charade happens every year. So vote for me. Because I don't even want to go to college. And I don't care. The only promise I will make is that, if elected, I will immediately dismantle the student government so that none of us will ever have to sit through one of these stupid assemblies again.
Bring your friends for to lose to
little bitch made a fool out of us. I want her out of this election. I'm getting everybody all riled up like that. She is washed up. You understand me? She's finished.
Well, we can't throw her out of the election just because we don't like her speech. That's not what student government is about.
Yeah, whatever. Look, all I know is she's a troublemaker. She's on my list.
All we need to do is send a message. So maybe we should just suspend her.
Go and do something like this.
I'm not like them, back in town. The sun is gone, and I have a light. The day is done, and I'm having fun. I think I'm dumb, maybe just happy.
Yeah! Up, up, up and down, turn, turn, turn around, round, round, round about, no worries. That's two thus far, Shooter.
Oh, you can count. Good for you.
And you can count on me waiting for you in the parking lot.
My Sharona, what the hell is my Sharona?
You know? But it changed my life.
It did.
Father wants a cracker. I'm thinking she'd get off her first. Maybe she wants some water to put out the blowtorch. Isn't me? Have a seat. Let me clear dirty wings. Let me take a ride. Hurt yourself. Want some help? Be myself. Got some rope, haven't told. Promise you, haven't you? Let me take a ride, hurt yourself. Want some help, free myself.
It's a 3.5 somersault from the pike position, 3.1 degree of difficulty. Here he is. Some say he's the greatest ever.
Gun, let alone many guns that would necessitate an entire rack.
We wrap up the American leg of the tour in Seattle with Mudhoney on Halloween.
Come on!
Yeah, we see that we're kind of spreading out and getting more mainstream type people. In doing that, we hope that we could turn them on to like different types of music, like maybe the underground scene, and there's more bands out there than just like these mainstream giant hardly writing rock bands. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of one of our missions.
So that's what got this party started, huh?
Walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Sprung a leak, and the animals
distance from the scene, and it's okay to eat fish, cause they don't have any feeling. Something in the way, something in the way,
also gonna need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday too, okay?
And if you save yourself, you will make him happy.
Conclusion.
every single day of my life has been worse than the day before it. So that means that every single day that you see me, that's on the worst day of my life.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
Wow, that's messed up.
Express myself, okay? And this is me expressing myself, okay? There it is. I hate this job. I hate this damn job, and I don't need it.
Hi, I'm Charles Barkley, host of the season premiere of Saturday Night Live with Nirvana. Look, Mom, your favorite, Nirvana.
Good evening. This is off our first record. Most people don't own it.
Selection?
Tell your chef Linguini that I want whatever he dares to serve. Tell him to hit me with his best shot.
You better watch out. You better beware. You're coming from all sides of the country. You better beware. Turn on the rat. Turn on the rat. Turn on the rat. No, 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 no. Turn on the rat. Turn on the rat.
A crippled little rocker. What a reputation to leave behind. What kind of man talks to the DEA? No man. No man. Is that how you want to be remembered? Last chance to look at me, Ekpa.
Songs just pop,
just like the children's songs you learn when you're a kid, you know, you remember those all your life.
Hey, mister, guess what I had for breakfast?
What?
Beans.
Scotty likes beans, don't you, Scotty?
Sell kids for food. Wear the chair.
Well, it is something that people can talk about, and it's something important.
But I just still like playing lead guitar sometimes, you know? Well, that's because I know the leads, and, well, actually, I don't. A lot of times, I mean, even to this day, I still haven't bothered to learn the solo that I recorded on the album. You know, I just play whatever I want.
Nirvana. Yeah, well, it's close enough.
Mom and Dad went to a show. They dropped me off at Grandpa Joe's. I kicked and screamed, so please don't go.
Firecrackers at my head. They call me free. Do you think I let that break me? Think I went home to my mommy crying, oh, I don't have any friends. Oh, Megan doesn't have any friends. No, I did not.
What's wrong with Wolfie? I can hear him barking. Is he okay?
Wolfie's fine, honey. Wolfie's just fine.
Ain't it a shame to go fishing on a Sunday? Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame to go fishing on a Sunday? Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame to go fishing on a Sunday when you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame to have a drink on a Sunday? Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame to have a drink on a Sunday? Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame to have a drink on a Sunday when you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Ain't it a shame?
children cried and cried. You know why? Well, one reason was that they thought it was all their fault. But of course it wasn't their fault. Things like weddings and having babies and buying houses and cars and getting divorces are all grown-up things.
What else should I be?
Share some new tunes with you.
Cool.
And everyone else.
A letter rip.
Okay. This song's called Opinion.
Congratulations, you have won this year's subscription. I'll buy puns in a makeshift story. I'm concerned and set it up before it burns. My opinions, my opinions, not opinions, not opinions. Congratulations, you have won. It's a year subscription. I'll bet puns and it makes your story. I'm concerned and you set it up before it burns. In your opinions, your opinions, your opinions, your opinions, your opinions.
Don't you think that song sounds like Taxman?
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the Taxman. Yeah, I'm the Taxman.
Stay away, stay away.
Twister, your feet and hands go down, but you gotta stay up. It's wicked hot.
What?
What are you doing?
We're playing Crisco Twister.
But come on over and do the twist. Beat me out of me. Beat me out of me. Beat me out of me. Beat me out of me.
The rules are simple. You need a can of Twister and some, Crisco.
I couldn't find anyone in my hometown to play with until I met Chris.
And this is where you would kick in with the drums.
Yeah.
Kurt and Chris saw the drummer, listened to him for a while, and they said, wow, we wish we could get a drummer like that.
And that's when I heard the five words that changed my life forever. Have you heard of Nirvana?
One baby to another says I'm lucky to meet you.
There's nothing to be said. It's all in the music, man. It's all in the music. It's all in the meat.
I want to shake the juice of it first!
Damn, Jimmy. Me and Vincent would have been satisfied with some freeze-dried Taster's Choice, right?
We like all kinds of stuff. Bikini Kill.
Cover band come up to me and tell me that because I was in a band with two girls, we were a novelty act. 2 years later, his band opened for my new band, and I walked up to him and said, who's the novelty act now, ACDC cover band?
Well, that's, you know, that's where we got our start. It's like we were listening to Black Flag.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above. Right, stop, where we go. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. When they can't do it themselves. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. Way up high, up your abuse. Try to stop us, it's no use.
When a band like Nirvana, who are kicking the real thing, come along and get some exposure, you like it because it's real.
Like Tad, he's a big bear and he just growls. Like, oh, should be in a tour bus with that guy.
The Breeders.
All time, okay? There's this cannonball running down the street.
Following in the footsteps of our great heroes, Sonic Youth.
I've been waiting for you just to say this Arctic chick is mine. All I know is you got no money, but that's got nothing to do with the good times.
At one meeting, after playing a demo of our song In Bloom for Donny Einer, in his high-rise office in New York City, Donny turned to Kurt and asked, so, what do you guys want? Kurt slouched over in his chair, looked up to Donny sitting behind his massive oak desk, and said, we want to be the biggest band in the world. I laughed. I thought he was f***ing kidding. He wasn't.
How you doing?
Yeah, that's Mike Jacobs, everyone. And Mike Jacobs actually was a DJ here at WCYJ for how many years? Like 1.5?
2.
Well, if we think there's substance there, I mean, Public Enemy. We loved Slayer as much as we love Public Enemy.
The future holds nothing else but confrontation.
I am Kurt.
Hello, Space Shower TV. We are Nirvana, and I am...
You have your hand from me.
Hello, Golden Shower TV. I am Chris.
We are Nirvana.
Nirvana.
Public Enemy number one.
Nirvana.
Public Enemy number one.
Break it down.
Public Enemy number one.
Nirvana.
Public Enemy number one.
Public Enemy. Apocalypse 91.
I wasn't having any fun till my roommate said, come on and put a brand new record on.
this is not a successful record. This is some sort of phenomenon.
Just like Ricky Ricardo said, splain, Lucy, splain. Lucy never did.
Who will find the next Nirvana?
You know that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this.
I think the future looks good for good bands with integrity to be exposed.
Yeah, people just get wild.
Here's a band like Extremes, a total schlock rock band, right? They are in that rock and roll rock reality.
When they show up at an airport, their manager runs in ahead of them and tells the people who are greeting them at their label.
No video.
We want a path straight to the van. We don't want any pictures taken, you know. It's like, so what?
And I'm not even really sure if they're aware that things can actually operate on a different level.
No? I don't think they're aware of how much they suck.
Yeah.
Sad ones. They sit around the rest of their lives talking about the glory days when they were 17 years old.
Woo!
Part of
partied out, man. Again.
What if he honks in the car?
I'm giving you a no-honk guarantee.
Phil, if you're gonna spew, spew into this.
Yes. Nirvana rules.
Yeah. Cool.
She has me like a Pisces when I am weak. I've been locked inside your heart-shaped box for weeks. I've been drawn into your magnetar.
When my mother was pregnant with me, they did an ultrasound and found she was having twins. When they did another ultrasound a few weeks later, they discovered that I had resorbed the other fetus. Do I regret this? No. I believe his tissue has made me stronger. Strength of a grown man and a little baby.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
She seems to think, she seems to weak. She takes a week, get out of wreck. She likes to see, she likes to see. She likes to think, she has all of it. She likes to stand, she likes to stand. She likes to stand, she can't afford to sit.
What's your name, man?
Helmut Krokenberger.
Helmut? That's your name? In English? That'd be like calling your kid Lampshade. Hey, Lampshade, come here and clean up your room.
So, what's your name?
Yo-Yo.
My girl, my girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, when did you sleep last night? In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I would shiver the whole night through. Girl, my girl, where will shine, I would shiver the whole night through. My girl, my girl, where will you go? I'm going. In the pines where the sun don't ever shine, I would shiver the whole night through.
By smashing guitars on the scene.
Satisfaction, climax.
What?
Don't have to do encores.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a good excuse if you have to do an encore.
Moderate rock, industrial strength riffs, and wild flights of guitar noise that can stand impressively with the best hard rock of the past few decades.
I say slack off, because you're only going to be alive for 70 years if you're lucky, right?
It's just very powerful, very primal, and just, you know, very liberating. Anyone feels like they can go nuts.
Down to the town, the mile,
punk rock should mean freedom, liking and accepting anything that you like, playing whatever you want, as sloppy as you want, as long as it's good and it has passion.
That seemed so unimaginable had become a tidal wave.
I'd like to thank my family and our true fans.
We weren't Nirvana anymore, we were Nirvana.
Energy comes out of the outlets into our amplifiers.
You seem to complain about the apathy of our generation.
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Wild!
If you're ready, I'm ready.
Whoa! All right.
And that just proves that there are a lot of old school dinosaurs in the record industry still who need to be weeded out.
I was good at it.
I will now be known as the king of grunge rock.
Whatever you want to make out of it.
Is this your idea?
Yeah, believe everything you see here now, can you?
Latchkey children that unexpectedly inherited the castle.
The year in which Nirvana was dragged, kicking and whining into the pop music mainstream.
Like the Play-Doh Fun Factory,
mm-hmm.
And you stuff it in and it comes out with the spaghetti or the figures or something.
Learn to play pool real well.
Yeah, learn to play pool, hustle on the street, learn to play cards. Pedal the ass like that game.
So here we have your typical American hard rock band.
I think I see a guy with a cassette phone out there.
Boy, how good and white the night is that?
It's pure fun.
Scotch and soda in a night with Angie Dickinson. Boy, that really struck a nerve, Ed.
Childhood anger resurfacing, yes, sir.
All right.